where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Sarnia police are looking for a missing woman. Police say 42-year-old Cassandra Bates is described as white, 5'4", with a slim build, blue eyes, and long brown hair. Police say there are concerns for her well-being and are appealing to the public for help in locating her. Anyone with information is asked to call police or Crime Stoppers. A Lambton College classroom now honors a Sarnia warship. A dedication ceremony was held yesterday to name a room His Majesty's Canadian ship Sarnia. President and CEO Rob Cardis says one of its most historic days of service was on April 16, 1945, after a ship it was scheduled to rendezvous with sank within minutes of being torpedoed by a German U-boat.
In the wake of the attack, the HMCS Sarnia attempted two depth charge attacks on the German U-boat, then went on to rescue 27 survivors from HMCS Estiwaimo, the last Canadian warship lost to enemy action in World War II.
Cardis says the classroom naming is part of Lambton College's commitment to reduce barriers for military-connected students. You can read the full story at sarnianewstoday.ca. Federal and provincial ministers are meeting in Montreal today to hash out how to shrink the number of temporary residents in Canada. Immigration Minister Mark Miller is expected to meet with his counterparts in person for the first time since he announced an unprecedented plan to set limits on the number of new temporary residents. The aim is to reduce the number of temporary residents from 6.2% of the country's population in 2023 to 5% over the next 3 years. In January, Miller announced plans to scale back the number of international students by putting a two-year cap on new admissions. The Canadian Cancer Society says all provinces and territories should lower the starting age for breast cancer screening. The agency says there is strong enough evidence from trials, modeling studies, and from real-world data to warrant that shift to 40 years old from 50. One in eight women in Canada is expected to be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. And Umgenung First Nation now has its own hospice-like space for community members needing end-of-life care. An open house was held yesterday for residents to tour the building on St. Clair Parkway. Each room has a bed, large bathroom, and space to gather with loved ones. Manager of Health Services, Sarah Plain, says it was important to make sure there was plenty of room because of large families and gatherings.
Sometimes there may be things like singing or drumming, and then our families wouldn't have to worry about disturbing other residents in a space like a hospital or a hospice.
The idea of the facility was originally announced in March 2023. Full details at sarnianewstoday.ca. Mix of sun and cloud for today with winds out of the north, a high of 15. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 5. Cloudy tomorrow, showers beginning in the morning, risk of a thunderstorm as well, a high of 14. Sunny Sunday, a high of 19. And for Monday, cloudy with a chance of showers, a high of 22.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.